Good morning, everyone. This is Deborah. I just had an experience, and I believe the Lord showed me something. And please take this to Him and ask for confirmation or further information. It's been building, actually, what's happening with me. And this morning, I believe the Lord has shown me what is happening, and it's probably happening to many others right now. And it is a fulfillment of Scripture. And what has been happening, our Father did something very powerfully in me, and I have shared about this roaring that He does through me, and that He has told me I have the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. And just the other day, I was sitting here spending time with Him, and it was unusual because He let out a roar through me, and it was not during any time of intercession. It wasn't I wasn't speaking with anyone. I was just spending time with Him. And He caused this roar to come forth, and it was a crystal clear sound. Now, previously, when this happens, when He roars through me, there is a kind of like a resistance in me, and I've always known it's because I'm made of flesh. There's things, you know, that are still need to be dealt with in me. And I just believe it is. We're human beings. And this particular roar was so crystal clear. It almost sounded, what I felt in myself as it was happening was like a musical sound almost. It's hard to describe, but that's the best that I can do. And I realized that He has been causing me to weep at various times. The presence just comes on me as presence, and it's so beautiful. And I believe He was showing me that there has been a clearance made. Something has been delivered in me, healed in me, so that this roar can come through with clarity, I guess. That's about the best I can think about. So this morning, what's going on is I feel this pressure, this weight, and I groan, and it's powerful. And I got the word as I was pondering this new, it's not new, but it's changed. And I got the word travail, and I knew that I was to look this up. And immediately when I went to do a study on travail, this is the scripture that came immediately, and I want to read it to you because I do believe it's prophetic, and I do believe it confirms the time that we are in right this moment. And it's from Revelation 12, and it's the title of this chapter is Two Signs. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared for God, prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives unto, they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is time.